And I take this unusual step of adding to what the CEO of Eskom has said earlier today about the status of the electricity system in South Africa. The reason we have level six for the first time in Eskom's history and this country's history is because of the illegal industrial action that has been in place since the 22nd of June until today. This industrial action has worsened the situation in terms of the production of electricity by Eskom. And when we talk of level one, two, three, or four, each of those levels represents 1,000 megawatts that is taken out of the system. So what level six means is that 6,000 megawatts cannot be supplied by Eskom for reasons that I will explain in a moment. And where during winter, for example, today or yesterday, the demand is about 32,000 megawatts. Eskom will not be able to supply that 32,000. It will be able to supply 6,000, less than 32,000. And it doesn't mean that the whole country gets into a blackout. What it means is that on a rotational basis, each municipality that manages load shedding in that municipality or in areas where Eskom manages the load shedding, you will have 2, 3, or 4 hours of load shedding, depending on the circumstances in a particular area, on a rotational basis, meaning electricity will be switched off, but switched back on as well. Eskom is in this position, as I said, because of the industrial action, which has meant that in many, many power stations, up to 90% of the staff could not attend to their duties at the power stations. They could not attend because of intimidation at their homes, intimidation through phone calls. And I will show you some pictures of the kind of damage that has been done as a result of petrol bombs and other incendiary devices being thrown at the homes of managers, at their cars, and in the power station itself in a moment. This intimidation, as I'm sure all South Africans will agree, is completely unacceptable. And it is primarily responsible for the country being where it is today and possibly tomorrow, although in the few hours that I have spent at Eskom today, I've been given the assurance that everything will be done to bring the country to normality as far as supply of electricity is concerned sooner rather than later. Some of you would have heard by now that as a result of extensive negotiations between some of the unions and the management team at Eskom, earlier today, an agreement was reached on the wage settlement that both parties will commit themselves to in due course. Agreement was also reached that these unions, who've been primarily involved in some of the activity that I am referring to, will request their members to return to work tomorrow.